This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. The Everglades provide drinking water to 8 million Floridians and drive state tourism and fishing. But the ecosystem's under threat from development and other issues. Last week, there was a conference in Stuart to discuss restoration progress. The goal of this year's Everglades Coalition Conference was to get more stakeholders involved in restoration planning that's historically centered on water managers, environmental groups, and the sugar industry. Chris Costello of the Sierra Club was one of the organizers. She hosted a panel on inclusion.
We have failed to listen to and engage in a meaningful way with the communities and the tribes represented today. Today is the beginning of a new day.
Michael Frank is Miccosukee. He told the audience the Everglades are the Miccosukee's homeland. He said as a separate nation, the tribe will push for the conservation projects it believes are best. Those projects, Frank said, are not always the ones put forward by state and federal officials.
If they don't love the people or the land or the water and the culture, they're not really helping us.
There was widespread agreement that progress on restoration is far too slow. A multi-decade, multi-billion dollar plan was approved in the year 2000. 18 years later, none of its projects are complete. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.